on our first episode of Eco Earth Plants in Televisa. And we have two big special guests. On my right side, I have the doctor named Adriana Guerra, that he helped us to clean the earth by discovering the plants that help the earth. Now, by my left side, I have the scientist named Anna Sophie, and she is in charge to strengthen the plants to help more the earth.
Hello, my name is Vivi Ochoa, as you know, and today I'm going to do you the interview.
Hi, I'm the Dr. Adriana Guerra, and I'm so happy and glad to be here.
Hi, I'm the scientist Ana Sofia, and I'm so happy and glad to be here.
Well, I can see that you're so excited in your eyes, right?
Yes!
Well, let's make an interview.
That's awesome!
I would love to!
Let's start!
Now, this first question is for Adri. Adri, we want to know, what plants do you discover on this 2019 that helps the environment?
So I discovered in 2019 with my team the two most important plants that are called Eureka Palm and Peace Lily. They help us to clean the air.
Now, Ana Sophie, tell me what nutrients the plants need to develop flowers and fruits.
Okay, so they need a balanced source of 20 mineral elements or nutrients, including nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, manganese, and zinc. Plants feed on these nutrients from the soil, as their roots absorb minerals and nutrients from the water in the soil. A plant's ability to absorb nutrients can be affected by the soil pH level, and nutrient deficiencies or imbalances may cause problems for flowering and fruiting plants.
Now, can you both tell me, what is the plant cycle?
Okay, so this part is the most easy part. This is about the plant cycle. The plant cycle is super easy, and we're going to tell you the basic part.
The plant starts the life as seed, which germinates and grows into a plant. The mature plants produce flowers, which are fertilized and produce seeds in a fruit or seed pod. The plant eventually dies, leaving seeds which germinate to produce new plants annually. Take 1 year to complete their life cycle.
Now, Ana Sophie, I have to ask you something. One question that has been on me all my life. What does a seed have inside?
Okay, so the seed has three parts. One of them is the seed coat, and that's one, the first one. That is the cover that it has outside. Now, the second part is the seed leaf. When you open a seed, it has that. It's a veggie thing that it has inside. And then it's that developing plant that makes a plant grow. Now, Bibi, to finish this, we brought you an experiment.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Now, Bibi, do you want to read the experiment?
Yes, sure. Well, here it says, material, stalk of celery, scissors, hand lens, water with blue food coloring, metallic brooder, and a microscope optional. Cut a thin slice of the end of a celery stalk. Observe it with a hand lens or a microscope in the shard. Put the stalk into the water with blue food coloring. Wait until 24 hours. Cut 2 cm of the stalk's end. Then cut thin slice from the new end. Observe with a hand lens or microscope to draw what do you see.
And the result is...
Now the plant is color blue.
We hope you like this episode.
This was for you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo! See you next episode.